A few months ago, churches all over the world had to adjust how they did church. They had to go online because church was not recommended to meet in person due to a rapidly spreading virus. And because of that, we can better identify with Psalm 122, verse 1. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Psalm 122, verse 1 says, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord." This first line can sometimes catch people off guard. Glad to go to the house of the Lord? You mean your heart leaped for joy when someone asked you to go to church? Well, yes, that's the attitude, that's the mindset of the pilgrim, of the one who is walking the path of discipleship. This is the response of someone not being coerced, nor are they trying to coerce others to join him. This is not a priest who has to go to the temple. This is not a prophet responding to the word of the Lord. This is just a simple follower who I am sure could have had a lot of other things going on in his life who, when they didn't have to, they said, "Let's get to worship." This is the normal response of someone walking with Jesus who is excited about joining with others who are walking with Jesus in order to worship God. So let's see what this worshiper says. In verse 2, he speaks from the perspective of being within the city of Jerusalem. The city, Jerusalem, would be the place where worship would take place. Everyone would travel to Jerusalem to celebrate the annual festivals. So worship, just like the city itself, was the destination. The end goal was worship. And that's true today. Our goal is worship. Our goal is to worship the Lord and to lead others to worship our Lord. John Piper has famously said, "Missions exist because worship does not." The reason we evangelize and make disciples and send and support missionaries is because there are many people who are not glorifying God as He deserves. We want to lead those people to find their joy in Christ and to worship Him with every part of their being in every area of their lives. Worship is the destination. So the next time someone wants to take you to church, put a smile on your face because you will be fulfilling your calling. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Kekchi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Guatemala.